tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. This is episode 17 entitled Amsterdam Slap. I'm your host, Fern Ronay, and I am with...
Grant Rutter. Hello, hello.
Hi, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Look at all those movie stars.
Hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen.
Christy, we love your t-shirt tonight, so can we
Thank you, yay!
That I'm not just wearing a plain old white t-shirt.
This is the Lisa Vanderpump, people.
Check that out.
It isn't all diamonds and rosé,
but it should be.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it.
That's right.
Nice.
You can get your own at bravotv.com.
So authentic. I like it.
And this is the part of the show where you slap her because you're branded.
That's right. When you're not expecting it.
All right, well, tonight...
I want to retaliate.
It was all about... the slap, and if you would like to talk to us about the slap, please tweet us at with the hashtag ABTVRHOBH because we changed it from RHBH.
But don't
pay attention.
But don't tweet us about that dreadful show on NBC. I don't want to hear about the slap on NBC. I can't.
Right. This is the slap related to the Housewives. Yeah. Much more important. Okay, so we started the show with. Kind of a, you know, the group was segregated. They were all talking like the night before was the big fight at the restaurant, but wasn't the night before the pot shop? So I was confused.
Yeah.
I thought they had all kind of forgiven
confused
each other.
Too, yeah.
Maybe they were all still in shock.
Yeah, okay. So they hadn't gotten over it yet because they were making a big deal about how Lisa Rinna and Kim were going shopping together now. Did you think that was strange? What did you think of the two groups? Who would you have wanted to be with? Museum with Kyle and Eileen, or shopping with Rinna, Kim, VP, and Brandy.
Museum. Yeah. The shopping group was a little too loaded. It was all the crazies.
I see that more as like a day with Eileen and Kyle. No, thank you. Right, I don't care where we're going.
I think I would pick shopping
pass.
Too.
Yeah.
They seem to be having fun.
A commenter last week has dubbed Eileen boring, and that made me laugh.
Boring.
Because I can see it, and I'm a fan of hers, but you know. She hasn't really turned out until like the last 2 weeks, and we're at the tail end of the season. She's getting paid a lot, like we've said every week. So I'm like, okay, she's a little boring. I'll admit it.
Yeah,
you
she
know,
is. I mean, she brought it this episode. So, all right. So, what about the group who went shopping? Would you like? What did you think of their excursion? It was cute. How I loved how Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy were kind of showing their old.
Friendship. Yeah. I just can't believe it didn't dissolve into any kind of explosions at all. So props to them for getting along for the day. It was quite the loaded group.
Yeah, Kyle and Eileen were probably like, they're getting into a huge fight and we're going to look like the normal ones. But yeah, it went well. So that was the first part of the show. Nothing much happened. Moving on.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Yolanda and how things are kind of catching up with her. She's not feeling too well.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is kind of the beginning of what has now placed her on the track that she's currently on. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like hard to see. And you can tell she really wanted this trip to be tops. You know, she really wanted it to be good for these women to spend the day in your homeland in bed. Like, I really felt bad for her.
I felt bad how she woke up and was like, saying that she was thinking of the night before, that it was giving her a bad feeling. Like, she felt bad physically, and she had a bad feeling about everything that happened.
And she does seem like the kind of person who internalizes, like, that kind of drama or that kind of turmoil. Like, she's probably goes home and thinks, like, oh, what hand did I have in that? Or how could have I helped everyone feel better, be more welcoming? You know, they're in my country, and I should have shut that all down. She does seem like the kind of person who would take that to heart so much that it would almost make her feel physically sick, right?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. Poor Yolanda. Yeah. I have to say, though, so Yolanda... full-fledged, she has this horrendous disease, and all of the women, I think, are very supportive and sympathetic. Mm-hmm. But Kim has a disease, too, and I am not a fan of Kim. When she's sober, I don't like her. I just don't like her. I don't have a personality. I don't think I would connect with her. But she genuinely has a real disease as well. So why do you think she... So let's say she were here. And she would say, why aren't they so sympathetic to me?
That's interesting. I've never really equated the two before, but you're exactly right.
Well, here's how I look at it. No, I don't know either of these two women personally, but taking the diseases out of the picture, and we're looking at them for the human beings that they are, I do not think Kim is a very nice person. I really don't. To me, that's the way she comes across. She's come across like this. We've seen her multiple seasons now, so I feel like I can really judge. And I feel, and a commenter mentioned this last week, that last week we saw the real side of Kim.
And I think the differences with the diseases are that Yolanda cannot control what is coming into her body, how her body reacts to the Lyme's disease, as well as she doesn't know a cure for it. With Kim's disease, there is basically a cure, which is to not drink or
many
take any other
succeeded
right medicated substances.
I don't know what people might say and cure, and that is no real, but, you know,
right.
There's
a
lifestyle change.
She knows what she can do to prevent herself from relapsing, whereas Yolanda doesn't know what the heck she can do to prevent herself from
there's no medicine that Yolanda knows she could take to be rid of this, whereas Kim, it's like, you have to not drink or not take any other substances.
And also go to meetings and have a support system and be active in your sobriety.
And I think also that, you know, Yolanda is laying in bed and you feel terrible for her, but when Kim is suffering, it's when you see her drunk or on another substance and she's acting like a terrible person. So you don't like the person that she is when she is ill, in quotes. So I think there's a huge difference with the group with how they would feel about each girl being, quote, sick.
Right. And I think Kim doesn't take responsibility in terms of, she said she was sick for 2 months. She was in pain. That's why she took Monty's pill. If you're sick for 2 months and in pain, go to the doctor. Don't let it come to taking somebody else's pill.
She's got more excuses.
Yeah. And she's a little manipulative, too. I think even when she's sober, she just doesn't have the greatest personality and she's goofy. I can't stand her.
I think last season we saw a lot more of, she was sober, but still the crazy, kooky, she says funny things and she does funny things. And I've always liked her because I always thought she was hilarious. I always thought she was a riot, whether she was drunk or sober. But we're just not seeing that even sober from her this season.
Yeah.
She's not the silly Kim that I like.
She's defense mode. And really mean.
I mean, maybe it's mean for me to say, but I do feel like these are actresses, especially Kim. Mm-hmm. And last week, I believe that we saw the real true blue side of her. And she got, you know, she was sober, so she wasn't on anything where she was being messy. She was just being really mean and just, you know, being off color and biting. And the comments she made to Eileen are just so...
She went for the jugular.
Yeah, just like, what are you doing? Women don't behave that way.
You know, if she hasn't been sober in decades or however long she's been dealing with this, it sounds like a very long time, she may not even know who she is. Hmm. Kyle may not know who Kim is. We don't know if that behavior from Kim of calling people names and criticizing everyone, if that is the real Kim or if that's sober Kim getting over something. I mean, it just you bringing that up made me think like, wow, Kim probably doesn't even know the real sober Kim at the age she is. She's never been sober. She doesn't know if she's mean or not. I mean,
yeah, she hasn't had time to really become who she is.
So maybe what we're seeing is her sort of trying different ways of being, letting herself go and not be controlled a little bit. I mean, she probably did that all the time when she was sick with her alcoholism.
What do you think of Yolanda saying to Kyle, you have to defend her more, you have to take this on? What exactly did she say? She said, you have to...
You have a job.
Yes, exactly.
And, of course, Kyle doesn't want that job.
Kyle doesn't need a job. She's, like, super rich, guys. She doesn't want to have a job.
She's like, no, thank you.
I mean, what's this job? I've said this now. This is like the third or fourth thing I've said this. The job is that the dying mother on her deathbed wanted Kyle to take care of Kim. I mean, so that's the job that your mother gave you. I mean, then you should have told your mother no.
Right.
Didn't want to do it.
Yolanda's basically saying that God charged her with this job. Yeah. This is her job in life, her cross to bear in life. Mm-hmm. Get over it. Do it.
Right.
Kyle did not take kindly to that. Immediately broke down in her little girl tears, like, I don't want this job.
Right. She did kind of turn it, to be
Yolanda
about her.
Yolanda should have straight up said to Kyle, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Your sister could be laying in bed. She could have Lyme disease like I do. And Yolanda never goes there. No, she doesn't. So easily could.
She doesn't. She's always the bigger person. That's true.
Yeah. I feel like if Kyle had a better understanding of what Kim's disease is, what it is to be sober, what it is to be an alcoholic, what it is to abuse drugs, the process that it takes. I feel like if she had a better understanding of that, she'd be more receptive to this job. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like she really gets it. And I don't think she really wants to understand it.
No. She doesn't. No. She wants no part of it.
She wants it to go away. But not to bring up last week, but in her defense, even though she ran away, clearly doesn't want the job. But she was probably so embarrassed by Kim. Mm-hmm. And it was just maybe just involuntary. She just took off because she's like, I can't. What am I going to say? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry on behalf of Kim.
I think you're right that she is embarrassed. And it's interesting that she's letting that embarrassment make her shy away from it so much that it's making her look bad, like she doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she's worried about, oh, what are people going to think about me if my sister acts that way? What about how people are going to think about you and the way that you react to the way your sister acts?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Wow, it's much more complicated than people think. Housewives, it's very involved. They're complicated characters. So then we see them on the boat. This boat looked awesome. I want to do that.
Yeah, I would do that.
They were, like, going through all the canals. I love that.
Yeah.
Got dinner.
The food looked great.
Yeah. Very nice.
Quite the booze cruise because Brandy was feeling it.
Yeah, so there were two fights. Let's break them down. Aileen versus Kim.
This was very much the whole show, so this was a lot.
So it was Aileen versus Kim with Lisa Rinna saying nothing, and then it was Kyle versus Brandy with Kim saying nothing. So let's go with Aileen versus Kim first. Do you think Aileen was right to be a little annoyed, even before the boat ride, be a little annoyed with Lisa Rinna for forgiving Kim so quickly and being like, now I'm left in the dust. I didn't get an apology from Kim. You two are fine. And I'm the one who was called ugly hair, ugly face. I don't like anything about you and I don't get an apology. I kind of see Eileen's point, even though I was like, give it up and just enjoy the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that Aileen felt that way.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised either.
I would be way more irritated than Aileen was. Because the whole episode and this whole trip since this argument, Lisa Rinna has been freaking her. She's like up Kim's ass with compliments and all over her. They gotta go to the shopping together. It's just way too much. And so, I would have been pissed too. And just Lisa Rinna really irritated me this episode, and just on many different levels. And she's like, now, like I says, that she's afraid of Kim. And we're like 3 weeks ago, she was like, I don't understand why everyone's afraid of Kim Richards. She said that herself.
True. That is true.
So well, now you're right in line with the rest of them because she's opened her mouth and made a few jabs at you, and now you're backing off, which you should have backed off to begin with. But you made fun of everybody for not, like, addressing the elephant in the room. You had a moral obligation, and now you're not doing anything about it. You're just like everyone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think?
I thought that Aileen kind of had no right to say that to Lisa Rinna. It's like the fight was with Lisa Rinna and Kim came to apologize to Lisa Rinna. Aileen jumped in there and tried to, like, defend Lisa, but look, Kim knew the fight was with Lisa Rinna. Kim came to Lisa Rinna. They apologized to each other. I mean, just because Lisa wasn't like, hey, by the way, make sure you apologize to my friend Aileen. She really had my back there. Like, no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Aileen feels offended, Aileen needs to be a big girl and go to Kim and say, look, I saw that you gave a nice apology to my friend. What about me? Because you said the most horrible things about me. Like, they are two separate people. Maybe Kim felt bad about what she said to Lisa about the Harry Hamlin thing. Maybe she didn't feel bad at all about what she said to Aileen. Maybe she's like, you know what? I told her she had ugly hair and I meant it.
I stand by it.
I mean, they're two separate people. Aileen inserted herself in a situation that wasn't about her. I don't think she should be surprised.
This was the first we saw of Aileen being kind of clicky. Or, like, it felt like she thought that, like, Lisa was her girl and they should band together against Kim Richards.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, how dare you go behind my back and let her apologize to you and accept her apology before she apologized to me.
That's exactly how I feel.
Right? Yeah.
But Aileen and Lisa Rinna both kind of shined a light on this and kind of went into this together and had those discussions one-on-one about Kim. Mm-hmm. Now, whether it was right or was it wrong, whatever. But they kind of came up together and did a lot of cross-pollinating with what they were going to talk about with Kim. And so now you think you're with someone one-on-one, and then the other, I'm done, everything's good. and you're still left with, like, the fire in your belly. It's annoying.
Well, what would you have said if you were Lisa Rinna?
Would you have said something during the apology?
I would have said, look, I'm not accepting anything. Look, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. I'm not going to welcome you with open arms. Like, we'll deal with this later. I mean, it was just, I would have not accepted it. I certainly wouldn't have gone on a shopping trip with her.
And that's that. I don't know. What would you guys have said when she came to your room in the morning?
I would have done exactly what Lisa Rinna did. I'm afraid of you. Okay, I accept your apology. Putting that to bed.
My outlook is a little different because I don't get to go on vacations like to Amsterdam all the time. My thought would be we're in this beautiful country where most of us have never been before. Yolanda wants us all to get along and she wants to show us her homeland. Let's just bite it for now. I think I would have said to her, I really appreciate that you're apologizing. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to be over it, but I want you to know I'm going to act like I'm over it for the rest of this trip because I want to have a good time. Yeah,
that's See, perfect. I'm a mm-hmm. bitch. I would have threw it right out. Get the hell out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have been able to accept it, but a happy medium would have been like, listen, it's too soon, but let's for Yolanda's sake and for everyone else's sake and for both of our sakes, let's just enjoy this beautiful country. Yeah, that's a mm-hmm. good response. Yeah. But what about Eileen? Would you have said, and you know, Eileen didn't deserve
If Eileen feels that she is owed an apology, which she probably is, she should go and ask for one. Yeah. And then if she doesn't get it, then she can get mad, but not until they're back home.
Do not keep screwing up this trip, ladies. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the way that Kim went after Eileen was all in, like, personal attacks, like how she appeared and all personal things. So how can you really kind of bring that up and say you should really apologize to her? Because it wasn't, like, It wasn't mutual at that point. I think your hair is ugly.
You mean like that's not really an apology?
How can Lisa Rinna be like, you need to acknowledge that you commented on her looks? Like, it's just something, that's Eileen's personal, like, appearance. So it's like, that's something that Eileen has to take up. You can't really, like, take back what you said. I mean, it was a stupid attack. Mm-hmm. If it was something really personal, you could recommend you should reach out. But I mean, that was like nonsense. What the hell is going to step up and say, you know, you draw attention to that?
Right.
She's saying you're a beast or something crazy like that?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Kim just goes off. What a wild woman.
I think the real Kim Richards.
Is not a nice person. All right. Allegedly. So what was Eileen apologizing to Kim for on the boat? I don't get that.
So Kim basically was like,
what was going on there?
It was so much
talking. It all happened so fast.
It was so much. Did you guys see in the captions at the bottom, it was like talking over each other. Yes. There was the whole time so much was being said that I lost what was going on.
Mm-hmm. I did too. And it seemed like Eileen was apologizing to Kim and Yolanda was saying, just accept it. Mm-hmm. Just absorb it in your heart and just say,
well,
okay,
I do remember Eileen getting mad and saying, like, well, sue me for giving a damn.
Yeah.
So basically, she was trying to be like, Kim, enough with this cold shoulder crap.
Yeah.
I'm apologizing.
Even though you attacked
me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kim just kind of, I thought Yolanda was right. Kim should have said, accept your apology. Like, let's, like she did with Rinna. Why didn't she do that with Eileen? She just doesn't like Eileen.
Do you think Kim is threatened by Eileen? She's the other blonde. They're both really cute. They're both actresses. I think maybe Eileen is at the top of the list of... She probably spikes Kim's insecurities.
Eileen has the Emmy.
That's a good observation.
Jealousy is such a real thing at any age. You know, I mean, I think,
That's fair.
If not a lot, a little bit, but it's in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who's the jealous one between Kyle and Brandy?
Kim is not Brandy. I'm sorry, Kyle is not jealous of Brandy.
No, and we know that Brandy, a lot of her arguments with these ladies stem from that she wants what they have, meaning the family and the husband, and that's not hard to miss.
To be seen as a good mother, that's been a thing with her.
With her.
Yeah, she has a very low self-esteem, a very lousy point of view of herself.
Yeah, well, let's get to the... I loved that she came up with the idea of saying something positive about everyone. I'm like, that's wonderful. I'm shocked it came from her.
I know.
Which was like all a game in her mind, though.
It was really stupid. It really was. And her whole... It seemed like... Why would she start the game if she didn't have that end game in mind where she was like, oh, but then when it's my turn, I'm going to go hide in the bathroom and have everybody get that sympathy or whatever.
Why did she even get up and do that?
Thing.
What did she want from the game?
And also for the fact that she knew she was only going to say physical appearance nice things because their insides aren't
another
pretty.
Another reason why she suggested it. Yeah.
It's more was such like a mind game with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate when people do it. Like when someone cries at a party so everyone can run over to them. Mm-hmm. She has to like, you know, make sure all the attention is on her and then scurry away so everyone can wonder what she's doing and then shower her with compliments after. Oh, please. Like it's such a like a game to play.
That's such a Kyle Richards thing to do. Yeah.
But was she drunk at this point? Because she was very drunk at the end of the night.
She was on her way.
She seemed like she was slurring the whole night to me, even at the beginning. And we know she's been very honest about her pill usage. And, you know, they're traveling. Sometimes things can hit you differently, even if it's something you're prescribed or you're in different altitudes or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But I thought the whole night she seemed a little bit off
me. Yeah. But when she was fighting with Brandy and Kim said nothing, what did you think of that? At that point, I was like, just that we're going over and over in circles and the same old stuff. Enough already. Is that how you guys felt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just like this conversation already kind of a thing.
Constant fight the whole ride. It was crazy. Like when Brandy was going around joking about what everyone says about the people like, behind their back. And then it just went kaboom when it got to Eileen. Mm-hmm. Like Eileen is, I don't know, it's weird. She can go off too a lot. And she's very hurt on this trip.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's definitely coming from a place from hurt.
Yeah.
At all times on this trip.
Yeah, that was in her Bravo blog, too, for this episode. She basically was like, it's the most stressful trip I've ever been on. And she was baffled by how Lisa Rinna handled the situation. She felt like she was on her own island and was just really upset by the whole thing.
Well, she said she was in survival mode. I mean, in all fairness, she's like, look, I'm afraid of Kim. I'm not going to bring anything up with her ever again. you know, I'm in survival mode. I'm not okay. I'm not
Lisa
over
Rinna.
It. Yes. Lisa Rinna was saying this to Eileen when Eileen was mad about the non-apology from Kim. And it's like, she admitted it free and clear. Like, look, I'm in survival mode. So stop taking it out on me.
Yeah.
And when we're in survival mode, we go shopping.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. What was the thing that Brandy said to Eileen that made her mad? Because she said,
oh, you're a homewrecker. That was the rumor behind her back thing. And
again,
she's like,
it's like more about Brandy.
Don't you dare call me that. It's like, oh, shut up.
Like, what would you like us to call it then, Eileen? I know it was 20 years ago, but
I mean, I feel like that
like it's
does
not
going to
come up with this group of ladies.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, but of course it's a Brandy because that's so another one of her things. Yeah. That
her
she's
one of her insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has to be an insecurity of Eileen as well. I mean, no matter, doesn't matter how many years ago.
To get so mad about it.
It's like when you think about something like, especially if there's some truth to it, it can be upsetting. I don't know. I wouldn't label her as a homewrecker because we don't know the situation. It was mutual, whatever, and it was a long time ago, as I keep saying. But I don't know. I mean, deep down, she must have guilt about that still.
She must.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you think? What did you think when they were going around saying the nice things, and Kim and Kyle had a nice moment, and I was like, Brandy's hating this. And then Brandy and Kim had a nice moment, I was like, Kyle's hating this.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. No?
Well, I just thought it was really awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
Well, no, what was interesting was that Kim was like, you're a great wife, you're a great mother. She never said you're a great sister.
Yes, I remember you yelling that.
Do you think they cut that out? Was so full of backhanded compliments. No, that's what Brandy, that was Brandy's whole intention was starting the game. She gave Kim that kind of out that that's what that game is. Kim can sit there and say that and not say you're a good sister. And that's what she wanted to do.
Yeah. And that's what Brandy
dumbest
wanted.
This little, but that was supposed to be positive.
Yeah.
That was so.
And then Brandy's
backhandedly
like, oh,
Beverly Hills. Yeah. And kumbaya. It's so
like,
weird.
And you have good hair. It's like, oh, God.
No, I called that. Remember that? Yeah. I was like, she's saying only physical things. She's going to be like, cut. When she has to say something nice about Kyle, she's going to kill her. She's gonna be like, Kyle has nice hair.
But she later said in the press that Kyle needs to get layers. She hates her hair.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, all right. So then the piece de resistance, the slap on the boat.
Oh,
it was so built up to be something it wasn't.
It was
a joke.
Major jeers. Major jeers.
We predicted this last week, didn't we say? It was going to be like
something silly. Yeah, but come on. We've started seeing the trailer for this months before it even started airing. And that's what we were excited about. We've been excited for months for this slap that was just so anticlimactic.
Yeah, and it was just another Brandy blunder.
Well, I have to say, congratulations to Lisa Vanderpump for taking it like, oh, who cares? This is a silly drunk girl. I mean, Lisa could have made a federal case out of it.
I felt like she was on the verge.
She wanted to.
Yeah. And she just was talking to her like it was her drunk daughter who she was just trying to put to bed. Like, honey, it's not okay. Like, we don't do that. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
She doesn't invest in any of Brandy's actions anymore. Mm-hmm. She says she had a couple
it's
times.
It's hard to do that. Apparently, Brandy's just going to keep doing these things. I can't believe that after the wine-throwing incident with Eileen and how bad it seemed like Brandy really felt, like, stupid after that. Not just felt bad about it, but she felt like it was wrong to do it and made her look bad. She was embarrassed that she would go and do something that's exactly the same again. Oh, I was joking. I threw wine at you. Oh, I was joking. I slapped you. How did she not get it the first several times
things like this had happened? She gets drunk and loses all those inhibitions.
She was definitely drunk when she slapped her.
None of the other ladies act out physically. They all drink a lot on this show. Like, and she's the only one. She tried to say that Kyle did. Yeah, I know they had a little scuffle there. Yeah. But
she did say that. She did say
that's a problem for me.
Kyle made it very clear. I've never hit anyone.
Yeah, and Brandy was trying to say that getting scratched was the same as slapping or punching people, hitting people. Yeah. Oh.
Brandy, I love how Yolanda
Brandy was
like,
on one.
You slapped Lisa Vanderpump across the face.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, will she never learn? I don't know. Maybe she will learn someday, like Dana. Learns her lesson and has never returned to Real Housewives. Speaking of, if Grant would kindly introduce our next segment.
Well, we are
about to do something fun, everybody.
We are approaching the end of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season, whatever season this is.
Five or something.
Yes. But we're taking a look back. A few weeks ago, we reenacted a moment from our famous reunion. And now we're taking a look back at some other classic moments in Beverly Hills history. This one comes from the game night at Dana Wilkie's now probably foreclosed home. This is now, they're getting ready to start playing the game. Kyle is getting up and Kim is drinking out of a red Solo cup.
Uh-oh.
Let's go through what we're playing. I'm going to be wearing sunglasses, so I'll be Dana Wilkie in my $25,000 shades. These are
$25,000. These are actually my shades and they are $25.
Oh.
I practiced earlier from Marshalls. They're Marc Jacobs, but I got them for $25 at Marshalls. I love Marshalls.
They're $25,000.
For this scene, they're $25,000 sunglasses. Oh, and I will be in the role of Miss Brandy Glanville. Fern as Brandy Glanville.
Okay, Megan is playing Kyle.
And I get to say all the naughty words as Kim.
All right.
Okay.
Ready, and let's go.
Here we go.
Action.
IQ test up next. You first.
Perfect. Bring it, bitch.
What?
Bring it, bitch.
Are you calling me a bitch?
Kyle.
Yeah, kinda. IQ test. Are you kidding? You're like, you first. Okay, you're a bitch.
Did you really say that? It's my friend Kyle's a bitch? Because she's really not a bitch.
You first was a little joke.
Perfect. Let's do it.
That was rude.
It wasn't rude. Your sister was.
I think she was rude. I think what you said was rude.
She said IQ test you first, like blonde first. That's a bitchy thing to say.
We're all blondes and I dye my hair.
I don't mean to be rude, but like all blondes except me.
Kyle, she's mean. I don't like it. Make it stop.
I don't like her.
You guys said this 10 times earlier, how I don't like her, she's not on my team, I don't like her. It was very obvious and open what you guys said.
About what?
Maybe you don't remember because you've been in the bathroom too many times.
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Excuse me what? How many times have you been in the bathroom tonight?
You know what? You're a goddamn bitch, you know that?
Bring it!
You are pathetic, okay? Pathetic.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Kyle, she keeps calling me Pam, and I don't like it, and I'm the hostess.
At least I'm not the one wearing cut-off shorts to show my ass.
Well, it's cute, so it's fine.
It's not cute when you're running around like a little hoe.
Calling me a slut?
Okay. You have a real thing about that, by the way. If you want to call yourself a slut, go ahead.
At the barbecue the other day, you kept saying, you all think I'm a slut. You must be paranoid about that.
No, I'm not paranoid. I am a slut.
Oh, you are a slut? Good, you admit it. It's very clear, by the way.
So is everything else tonight.
What is that?
Your sister is wasted out of her friggin' mind.
She's not wasted. Watch your effing mouth. You watch your effing mouth. You know what? You're not worth my breath. You're disgusting.
Another best friend. I love how it ends with Kim. You're disgusting. Another best friend.
There is a part two, and it will be coming, people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another adaptation from the show.
I love that applause.
Stay tuned.
It was the phenomenal acting.
So wait, they were still in denial that she... I thought it was revealed at the end of season one that she was... an alcoholic, right?
Yeah, but this is season what?
This is season two. Oh.
So why were they in denial that she was wasted? Because she probably was.
Yeah. Well, even after Kyle said that, then no one talked about it for
it's
a couple so years, right?
So long ago
she didn't
that
go to rehab or anything for quite a while.
Because she was, still not sober season two.
Well, there was a reason she was in the bathroom. I can't remember what it was exactly.
Yeah.
Wasn't
it's
Camille
like so long ago,
too?
I can't keep my facts straight. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah, Camille was, there were a few Camille lines in there where she said that she had to go to the bathroom so she could get away from all of them, but yeah.
I remember she admitted that at the reunion.
First of all, these fights are way worse than the fights they have now.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, wait till the part two.
Stay tuned.
Classic.
All right, so now I think it's time for news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Anybody got anything good?
I have one quick thing that I saw, which I'm giving like a jeers to because it was the Hollywood gossip site, and they were like, "Brain dead, Yolanda is having to quit the Real Housewives." I was like, "This is the worst type of like title or like you know article."
Yeah, trash.
I didn't even read the article. I shouldn't be plugging them because it was low class. But I'm just pointing them out because I'm like, really?
Yeah,
really? I mean, and awesome. Then I also read that she basically has been trying so many things, and we know that she's been traveling the world getting different treatments, but that her medical coverage is not covering all that she's doing.
I read that as well.
So now she could owe up to $500,000 in medical bills.
Which is absolutely nothing to her and David Foster.
I know, but a half a mil in medical bills, and then unfortunately she's still in the same state. You know, she's still in this. It's not helping her. It's a terrible thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It makes you really feel bad for the people who don't have that kind of money and resources.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's awful. Did you have something?
Oh, well, I know you all know I'm obsessed with Kingsley. Kim's dog and his whereabouts and his well-being, even though he's a horrible attack dog. It's not his fault. Well, I speculated last week that no one knew where he was and that maybe he was back with Kim, and that has now been confirmed. He is back at Kim's house with her.
No.
She's got Kingsley all to herself, and apparently Kyle, understandably so, has forbidden any of her children from visiting Kim's home out of fear that they'll be attacked like her daughter was.
Oh, no.
So Kingsley is back at Kim's house, and
I hope
animal control doesn't have her address or he's in trouble.
They get such a bad rap, but if they're with a good owner, they're good dogs, right?
Right,
so
right.
I don't think she's the right owner for him.
No, and it's not the dog's fault that he wasn't trained properly.
Yeah. Right.
But at this point, it's a really dangerous situation.
Yes. Oh, what a shame.
Poor Kingsley.
Poor Kingsley.
Oh, and also a little Vanderpump Rules tie-in. We all know Brandy's ex-husband's mistress is one of the stars of Vanderpump Rules, and she made an allusion to that Eddie was in the room with her texting Brandy and calling her when he and Brandy were married and he was dating Sheena. And some people took this on Twitter as an admission that Sheena knew that he was married to Brandy at the time, and Brandy tweeted and was like, yeah, hashtag truth, and then Sheena said what she really meant, and that was not that she knew that Eddie was married. She misspoke. So still denying that she knew he was married, and Brandy's still not over it, and hashtag get over it.
Will that divorce
how many years later?
I know, right? Will that divorce ever go away?
Yeah. It's a shame. And it doesn't look like Brandy's gonna be back, right? Because didn't Andy do an interview recently where he said, I think it was like an Ask Andy, where he said, you know, of all of them, he's not sure about her, and that he wouldn't be surprised if they come to an agreement with her that she's not coming back.
That's been rumored now for a while, so
but
it's
he did
interesting.
Say it recently, yeah.
Well, I don't know that we'll miss her a whole lot, but it definitely would change the entire dynamic of this show.
It would. Yeah. It really would. Yeah.
I would miss her.
Yeah.
I mean, look how things turned when she came around.
Yes, exactly.
She arrived on those set of crutches.
She does bring the storylines.
She really does. Yeah.
And didn't you see on TMZ, speaking of other storylines,
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. That was the big one that I'm completely forgetting. Well, we were the only outlet here at AfterBuzz TV, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show, to tell you what the rumor was that Kim was saying about Lisa Rinna and her family, specifically her husband. Now, TMZ came out with a story a few days later and said Kim has actually admitted now that that was a complete lie. She totally made it up. And so,
yeah,
so
but we'll TMZ see didn't say what the rumor
but
was.
TMZ but TMZ didn't say what the rumor was. We are online didn't say what the rumor was. But we told you here, go and check out our show last week if you need to know.
Right.
That's right. Right here. Scoop.
I can't believe she just admitted she made it up. So you're right about her.
That's a mean thing to do.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to watch how that plays out in the reunion.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. So what do you got?
So Lisa Vanderpump, the queen that she is, was named Woman of the Year by the California Assembly. So crazy enough, I'm not really
the
sure.
The California Assembly of Silliness and Rosé?
I'm not really sure what qualifies you to be Woman of the Year, but she's at the governor's mansion. Taking photos, sitting in the governor's seat at his desk, and you know.
Okay, I didn't really mean that shade. I know she does a lot for. She's a huge businesswoman, especially in Beverly Hills, and she does a lot for the LGBT community. Right. She was talking about Ebola last week.
Right. I mean, she was at the UN speaking about Ebola, so she's become very high profile with her speaking causes lately. Oh, so
I think it's part of. I think she's really trying to climb upwards, and she's trying to be more of just a reality name. And I think she's really trying to use her. Platform for other greater things, whether they be, you know, in
very
that space
admirable.
Or whatever.
She's one of the first housewives to kind of prove that they can be a figure in the community and in society and not just, oh, a housewife.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think long-term, her long-term plans are to be pretty high up and have a lot, be a real name in the county of Los Angeles. In certain respects. That's what I think. And you know, and I'll leave
that
it at that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I
can
Let's
see
go
that.
To the mayor of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Because I feel like there was
or of West Hollywood, maybe.
We don't need any more of her in West Hollywood.
No. Right before she was about to slap Brandy back, she thought, like, no, this is not good for my political career.
Yeah.
And otherwise, yeah.
That's
I think
true.
You guys are right.
Well, she needs a long-term plan because Ken is 15 years older than her, so... Yeah. She's got a plan on a life without him.
Oh, God.
Oh, damn. you already have him dead and buried.
She'll
take up
she
with
knows
a young
it.
Hottie. Come on.
She knows it. She mentions it every
so
now and then.
She's got to fill her time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Got a point
She does
there.
Have rumpy pumpy.
Well, speaking of predictions, Ken's death. What else?
Let's move into some predictions.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I predict that no one will call Kim an effing ray of sunshine next week. God, I don't know. Tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember really anything that came up. I have a note here about, like, Brandy's his comments behind her back. I don't really know what that meant.
They're back home next week, right?
Yeah.
So part of Amsterdam, part of back home.
I don't
anything?
Know.
I feel like I'm always wrong. But we were right last week about the slap being nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about a prediction, but I would like to see something other than arguing, but not something boring like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
I think come on, TV producers, the slap will be happy brought media. Up heavily.
Okay.
I think.
I think the other ladies will make a bigger deal
a case
than Lisa
of it.
Did.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what I meant here.
That's what I meant to say.
Kim getting mad at Kyle again. And she said, you're a liar. She said, Brandy's not your friend. And Kim says, you're a liar.
Yes, that looks good.
Yeah, and I think Kyle's going to have absolutely nothing. Kyle throws that out there. Oh, what she's saying about you behind your back. But then if you ask her, it's going to be like Kim making up this rumor about Lisa. But then, wait, what? What did she say? What are you talking about? You really take her task on it? She'll be like, oh, I mean, I don't know.
They're all damn liars. And we love it.
Yeah, I mean, what could it be? I mean, it's all hearsay. It's all the same thing tonight at the dinner with Eileen. Like, apparently Eileen was talking behind everyone's back, and, you know, we haven't seen her say really anything on camera all season. So who knows what this is going to be that Brandy said about Kim. But this goes to Kyle's prediction that she predicted that Brandy would turn on Kim. I didn't think it would happen this soon, and it's probably nothing, but, you know, it's probably more likely to happen than not at some point.
Yeah, for sure. She's turned on everyone else.
Yeah, that is true.
What does Dr. Phil say? The greatest indicator of future behavior is past behavior.
Oh, very wise.
That's right. I watch daytime TV, too.
Very wise, very wise. All right, so where can we find you on social media? Where should we start?
Oh, down here. Oh, okay. All right. Well, tell me what you think about all this. It's at Christy Reports on all social media. Please check out my YouTube channel, guys. I have a lot of Real Housewives exclusive interviews and for some of your other favorite Bravo shows as well. So check it out.
And you guys can tweet me or follow me on Instagram at Megan Stecker and tweet me how you would have reacted to the slap.
Good one.
And you can tweet me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. I do love reading your tweets. I have my favorites that come in every week. It's great. I love chatting with you all.
Yes, thank you to everyone who tweets us. You can find me on Twitter and on Facebook at Fern Ronay. And thank you so much. Again, the hashtag is ABTVRHBH. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.